Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser. It's good to join you on another week. We're glad to be here and just wanted to drop in another podcast today to talk about defining moments. And I think that a lot of times that can become a cliche. Do you have a defining moment in your life? And not really think about the depth of what a defining moment really is. And with the Astros nearly clinching the series and division for them and getting to 90 wins this year, they've had another great season. It reminded me of another great moment that I actually got to participate in, at least not necessarily on the field, but off the field in working with the Houston Astros back in 2005. And I wanted to share that with you as a backdrop for defining moments in your own life as well. The date was October 9th, 2005, and the Houston Astros were playing the Atlanta Braves in the National League Division Series playoff game. And here are some key numbers from that day. There were 18 innings in the game. Yes, 18. They played two for the price of one that day. 42 players were involved. There were 553 pitches thrown. And the game lasted 5 hours and 50 minutes. And when you think about that moment, you have to backtrack a couple of weeks before that in September. And thinking about late August, early September, where they were coming into the end of the season and didn't even know if they were going to make the playoffs. And throughout that year, we had been working with a select group of players for the Houston Astros. And I was working on a lot of the concepts and principles behind a book that I was writing, Moments, Making Your Life Count for What Matters Most, as well as some sports performance theories and principles and strategies. And we were sharing those with them. We were also leading a Bible study with them and just really focusing on what it means to go out and play each day one moment at a time. Much earlier in the season, in June, the Houston paper had written off the Houston Astros and said basically their season was over when they were 15-30. And yet they had gotten themselves to a chance and an opportunity over the 4 months during that summer to play for the playoffs. And the last session we did before knowing if they were going to go to the playoffs or not, we're talking about big moments and defining moments. And how do you prepare for those types of moments? You can't always predict when a defining moment is going to happen in your life, but you can be prepared for it. And we talked about that. And many of the players shared that they wanted to be ready in those moments. And we talked about, well, what do you do to prepare for a moment? What do you say afterwards? How are you feeling? What are your thoughts? How do you alleviate pressure in those moments? How do you embrace pressure, embrace the opportunity? And I remember Chris Burke sharing, like it was yesterday, that he just wanted to be in those moments. He wanted them to walk the guy in front of him to be able to hit a home run or be able to score or make an impact. And even if he failed in that moment, he wouldn't regret it because he was looking forward to stepping up in that moment. What was interesting about this game on October 9th, 2005, I mentioned that it was 18 innings. Well, Chris had come into the game as a pinch runner in the 10th inning. And he was on second base, and I imagine he was just thinking about hopefully a player getting a hit and knocking him in, and they would have won the game at that point in time. But 8 innings later, he was still in the game, and he came up to bat, and I don't think he realized what would happen in this moment in the 18th inning. He thought about bunting. He just wanted to get on base. He was really quick and thought, well, in the first pitch, I'll try to bunt, and he faked a bunt but didn't connect with the ball. Another pitch went by, and then he took a swing, and that swing will forever be remembered in Astros history. He hit a home run into the left field Crawford boxes and became the hero of the 18-inning game where every Houston fan says they were at, but there were only about 45 or 48,000 people at that game. But it was incredible because he was probably the last person you would expect to hit a home run and a walk-off homer to win an 18-inning game. But he was prepared for that moment. And I thought back to the conversations that we had had with the players and specifically some of the comments that he made leading up to that. I think often we script small stories based on limited vision for our lives, and we don't expect defining moments to happen in our lives. or we consider them too lofty, you know, that they're only people with a platform like a professional baseball player or a business leader, CEO of a company, and we don't think about other defining moments that we can have in our lives as well. And many times we think too small about our own lives. My friend and pastor Louis Giglio wrote a great book called I Am, But I Know I Am. And you have to think about the title, and it goes back to a Bible passage in Exodus 3 about Moses and God. But in that book, I love this quote because it really relates to our lives and how we think about our lives. He said, "It's a place that requires a constant choice. We can choose to cling to starring roles in the little bitty stories of us, or we can exchange our fleeting moment in the spotlight for a supporting role in the eternally beautiful epic that is the story of God. Think of it as trading up. Abandoning the former and embracing the latter will allow our little lives to be filled with the wonder of God as we live for His fame and the unending applause of His name. And joining our small stories to His will give us what we will want most in life anyway, the assurance that our brief moments on earth count for something in a story that never ends." And we want our lives to be about meaningful work, meaningful life, meaningful impact. And I think it's important to think about that and what it means for your life, more than just winning a baseball game, but what are you doing with the roles that you play in life? At work, at home, in your community, on your sports team, whatever your role might be, how are you leading and how are you making an impact through those opportunities that you have? And that's really what a defining moment is all about. It's an opportunity to unleash your strengths, talents, and gifts to make an impact for other people. Again, defining moment is an opportunity to unleash your strengths, talents, and gifts to make an impact and a positive impact in the lives of other people. A defining moment is packaged with purpose and passion. They can help us become clear about our priorities and our direction. Sometimes a defining moment will involve a change in direction in our lives or a confirmation about which path to pursue. I've coached many people in their careers, and sometimes it's an opportunity to transition out of one career and go to something else, or unleash your talent and impact in another organization or another time in your life where it's a transitioning point. In our lives, we'll have at least one defining moment, and it's a moment that transforms us. It's a moment that defines who we are, where we've been, and where we are going. And I think those are really important things to think about when you think about defining moments. It's thinking about getting clarity about who you are, your identity, where you've been and learning from the past, and then where you're going, the opportunities in the future that will help to fashion the impact that you'll have as a leader as well. Also, a defining moment is a moment that creates clarity about our purpose and calling in life. I think when I think back to defining moments for me where somebody's encouraged me or where I've had success or impact in my life, it's definitely been a moment of purpose and calling in my life and has really refined where I want to go and what I feel like God is calling me to do in my life as well. Thinking about this, several of us will have more than one defining moment. And hopefully for you, you have many defining moments in your life that are just key milestones for you. And again, as I said before, you can't always predict the exact time and date that the moments will occur. Chris Burke did know that defining moment would happen for him just the way it happened, and who could have predicted that? But he was prepared for that, and he was able to step into that moment with courage and boldness and a peace and a quiet, calm confidence about himself to be able to deliver in that moment. And we have to be prepared to step up in those moments in our lives and be fully present in the moment. Again, defining moments can be a moment of decision. So again, it may not be a home run for you, but it may be a moment of decision, a critical decision that you have to make. It may be a moment of direction about which path to choose. It may be one of determination. You're stepping up and saying, I'm going to embrace my opportunity as a leader. I'm going to embrace my opportunity as a husband or father to step up and speak with courage with my family. It may be a moment of dedication. that you want to dedicate your life to making an impact in the lives of other people, or a moment to shine, a moment to take your game to the next level. Maybe you're transitioning from a certain level, maybe going high school to college and sports, and really want to embrace the opportunity to step up and play at the next level. It's also a defining moment can be an opportunity to make a difference in the life of another person, somebody who's gone through trials and is hurting, and maybe you've gone through the same trials or you've learned from that. You can share encouragement to them and advice and wisdom to them as well. It may be a moment to serve, and we've definitely seen that in the wake of Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey, especially here in Houston where I live, and people stepping up to serve. And all of the moments that they've had in the past, maybe they haven't gone through a hurricane before, but the moments to step up as a leader and organize and serve and rescue and provide relief and comfort and encouragement to other people, people have definitely stepped up, and it's been defining moments for them and also the people that they've served in that process. Defining moments also offer an opportunity to grow and a moment to discover the art of the possible, what's possible in this moment. And opportunities and possibilities can be there if we truly realize the power of a defining moment in our lives. And yet, due to a lack of preparation, some of us go through defining moments and never even realize it, causing us to lose out on the benefits of the moment. So that's why it's so important to have preparation, to prepare for defining moments in your life as well. And I think the key word in this, in preparing for defining moments, is focus. And one of the principles that I talked about in my book, my Moments book, and it was the first principle, was focus on the moment. And my mom was an English teacher. She taught me that words and definitions and prepositions and were very important. And it's really key on this first principle on how you prepare for a defining moment is to focus on the moment. And the preposition is really key, on. If, you know, we all want to have focus in the moment. So an Olympic sprinter who gets to the Olympics and getting into the starting blocks, they don't just say, wow, there's a big crowd here and there's a lot of people watching on TV and this is a big moment. I need to have focus. They've been focusing on this moment for a long, long time and preparing for it and thinking about kind of the pre-race routine that they would go through and all the nuances of that and what music they'd listen to beforehand and what preparation and dynamic warm-up they would do and exactly which foot would go into the block first and how you do that and how you focus on your pre-race routine is important. They're meticulous about that. And so I think it's important that in preparing for defining moments, we don't just say we need to have focus. We desire to have focus in the moment, but we have to focus on the moment. And this brings incredible clarity to the moments when we focus on them. It can bring clarity and concentration. And it basically involves three things. When you focus on the moment, you gain clarity about what is in front of you, the opportunities, the people involved, and the choices and decisions that you have to make. And it's very similar to pressing a button on the phone or on a camera where you bring things into clarity and then you actually take the picture. And you hope and pray that nobody blinks or turns the other way or whatever to capture a moment on a picture. And it's very similar in life. Preparation is key to focusing in the moment. And focusing on the moment is very important when you go into that as well. Thinking about other things besides sports, a business leader reflects on the importance of a key client meeting and considers the questions and advice that will facilitate the best relationship. Hopefully, they don't just step into a client meeting and wing it and hope everything goes for the best. They spend days and maybe weeks preparing for that client meeting and thinking about the possibilities of that. Maybe a high school student practices the conversation in his mind over and over again until he finally musters up the courage to press send on the phone to send a text message and ask the girl in his science class to the prom. Now it's a lot more elaborate, I know, in asking people to the prom or homecoming, and hopefully it's more than just a text message as well. But thinking about that, they prepare for that moment and what they'll say and how the other person is going to react and will that person say yes. Focus, again, is fueled by purpose and passion. Those are key elements of a defining moment, and I think of focus as well. And my friend Spencer Tillman always says that you have to have a burning why, and that really speaks to both passion and purpose. The why is your purpose, and a burning why is a purpose fueled with passion. And again, thinking about focusing on the moment, again, you have to ask three questions. Is what's at stake in this moment? And I think that's the first question in thinking about it. Why is this moment important? If you want to really perform in a big moment, you have to think about, well, why is this moment important to me? Is it something that a goal you've wanted to achieve, or an opportunity that you've wanted to accomplish for many years and you've been working on it? You finally get the promotion, or you finally make the varsity team. Whatever that opportunity is, you need to be thinking about, well, what's at stake? You know, why is this moment important? The second second question I think that's key to having focus on the moment is asking, who else is involved in this moment? Who are the stakeholders? Both people that are going to be impacted by this moment and people that can help you impact the moment. And I think those two things are really key, thinking about the people you're going to impact and the people that can help you impact the moment are very important. Sometimes we think just that it's all on us and we only think about ourselves. And sometimes we think about ourselves and the people we're going to impact, but we think that, again, we have to rely on just us. And we leave out people who can help us really, truly deliver in that moment. And we have to have go-to people in our lives that are mentors, that are coaches, that are leaders, that are helping us to make the moment better than we can make it by ourselves. And we can't go in life alone, either in what we do and making sure it impacts other people, but also people that can help us lead better and grow in our lives and make defining moments count for what matters most. So those three questions are really, or those two questions we've talked about so far: why is this moment important? What's at stake? Who else is involved? And then the third question relating to focusing on the moment is, what do I need to do? It's the execution piece. It's delivering. It's actually doing it. And I think thinking about those steps and how can I be used in this moment? What can I do? How can I contribute is important. Sometimes it's thinking about just that word contribution, because you may not be in a spot where you can control everything about the outcome of something, but you can influence it and you can contribute to it. So even if you're not in a position of leadership, I think it's important to think about contribution to your team, to your organization, to other people, or the influence that you have as well. You may not be able to influence the outcome of somebody going through a trial right now, but you definitely can encourage them. You can pray for them. You might be able to do something for them in serving, and that can help. And sometimes we'll leave out those opportunities because we feel like we can't control them, or we don't think about the things that we can do in a certain moment to impact the outcome. But I think contribution and the influence that we can have is really important to think about. I want to leave you with some more questions. And again, hopefully we're providing some answers. Again, our focus so far has been knowing what a defining moment is. Again, an opportunity to unleash your talent, gifts, and strengths in a given moment to impact other people. And I think it's important to think about that. We talked about the importance of preparation and thinking back on your experiences, you know, who you are, where you've come from, and where you're going, and learning from the past and how past moments have helped prepare you for the future, and thinking about, what did I learn from that moment? How did I grow in that moment? And how is that preparing me for the current moment that I'm in? Again, not finding yourself in a place where you're wondering, how did I get here? But thinking about how the preparation and how focusing on the moment has led to an opportunity for you to deliver in a big moment, whatever that might be, in serving and leading, or maybe hitting a home run in a game. So those are some of the answers, some of the strategies we've talked about. We just talked about three questions on how you focus on the moment to have focus in the moment. So thinking about what's at stake, thinking about who else is involved, the stakeholders, and thinking about what can you do to have an impact on this moment. I want to leave you with a few more questions to think about as a result of this podcast, as you think about your role and your platform that you have. And that's the first question, is thinking about, why do you have the platform that you have? In other words, the platform is your title, your role, or your sphere of influence. So again, sometimes we think about a platform, somebody being on a platform, a keynote speaker, or somebody who's a leader and gets in front of a lot of people and speaks, and it has a very public platform, or a professional athlete, or a sportscaster. But it's not just those people who have a platform. All of us have a platform, and it's based on the title and the roles that we play in life, and also our sphere of influence. And I think it's important to think about the why, because then it'll open up knowing that you have that role, but then why do you have that role, and what is intended for you to do with that role? What does God intend, you know, for you to do with that role when he gave that to you? Second question is, what are you doing with that sphere of influence? So once you understand the why, I think it gives a mission and purpose to that. And then it's thinking about, what am I doing with that sphere of influence? Am I affecting people for good or for bad? Or am I just indifferent to that? As John Maxwell has said and has quoted sociologist studies of, even the most introverted person is going to impact at least 10,000 people in their lifetime. So even if you're a very introverted person, you're going to impact and influence people. And the question is how, not if, but how. And who knows, it may be just going in every day in the office and if say hi to somebody or offering an encouraging word to other people, and that may just lift the spirits of their team and the people around you as well. So what are you doing with that sphere of influence? A third question is, who is being impacted by your platform? Realizing that, and I wouldn't recommend just saying, hey, I've got a platform and I'm going to impact all of y'all today. That's probably not the best way to walk into work today. But I think understanding who's involved, who are the people in your story? Some of them you may want to write out. Some of them you may not like some of the people that are in your story every day. Maybe it's the person that you share a cubicle with or an office with. Or they're just down the hall. But they're in your story for a reason. And I think it's important to think about how, you know, who are those people? And leading into the next question is, how are they being impacted? So once you understand who is in your platform and being impacted by your platform, the next question is, how are they being impacted? And are you playing a major part in that and impacting them for good? Another question would be, how are you preparing for the defining moments in your life? We talked about at the beginning of this podcast that preparation is key, and focusing on the moment to have focus in the moment is really important in those defining moments of your life. But how are you preparing for the defining moments in your life? Just as you would in working out or training for a 5K or a marathon or just the everyday preparation that you do to grow and go through training classes and things like that, I think it's important to think about the preparation that you do and growing every day that will prepare you for defining moments that you can't predict will happen. And I know you can have the question, well, I don't even know what those defining moments will be, so how can I prepare for them? Well, I think it's just daily spending time and investing time and growing yourself, leading your people, and leading the people who are in your platform and in the roles that you play, and just becoming the best version of yourself every day, and thinking about those things that are unique to you as far as the strengths, gifts, talents, and opportunities that you've been given in the past. If you haven't learned from your past, then it's going to be very hard to impact your future. But if you're learning and growing from the past, both from successes and setbacks, it's going to help you to be more clear about what you can do in the current moment. And then when those really true defining moments happen in your life, how to step up and how to lead, because you're going to say, I've been here before, or I've learned from this moment in the past before, and I know how I can impact others in this current moment based on the skills that I've had in the past. Maybe I'm a really good process-oriented person. I can come quickly to any kind of crisis situation and develop a process to get us through that moment. or maybe encouraging people is, you know, what you've been good at. You've been given feedback around that in the past. And when somebody encounters a trial in their lives, you know what to do because you've been able to do that in the past before. So again, I think learning from the past helps you to prepare for the future and then perform in the moment. And then the final question is, when you think about your entire life as a moment in time, how have you prepared yourself to focus on the moment? And that's more a reflective question. It basically just takes all the questions that I just offered into one and just thinking about what are you doing with your life? How are you impacting other people? And how are you daily preparing to do that? And I think it involves an expectancy that your life has meaning and that there's a plan for your life. And when we expect that our life does have meaning, that we're going to do meaningful work, that there's meaningful impact that we can have and influence, and that there's a purpose and plan for our lives, then it takes on new meaning because we go out and we embrace the opportunities and we embrace every day to be the best version of ourselves and to lead and to influence and impact people, to make their lives count for what matters most. So I hope this has been good for you today. I think that we need to go out and make sure that we're leading in the right way and using those defining moments in our lives to bring clarity to our lives, one, to be prepared for them, but also to learn from them as well. As always, if you have comments for the podcast, you can leave them on our website at www.mikevanhooser.com. If there are future topics or future interviews that you're interested in, or you're interested in some of our coaching and consulting and leadership workshops that we have going on, you can email me at mike@mikevanhooser.com. We have a leadership workshop in Austin coming up on October 27th, and you'll see more information on the website about that. But if you're interested in Austin, Texas, or want to travel to Austin, Texas for this day-long workshop, again, you can email me. And we also will be having an announcement about a new sports performance workbook that I've been working on, and it's based on all the work that I've done with high school, college, and professional athletes. And it's really applicable to any aspect of life, but specifically targeted towards athletes at any level. And the name of the workbook is called Be Present, Showing Up When It Matters Most. And it basically is a course and a workbook and a curriculum on all the coaching sessions that I've done over time with elite athletes and with amateur athletes. And so we'll be having an announcement, a launch of that course coming up pretty soon. But again, if you're interested in that, please email me at mike@mikevanhooser.com and check out the website for more information as we launch that and launch not only that course, but potentially a membership site where you can join and have, you know, more lessons that are emailed to you and a follow-up and ongoing support for whatever you're doing as well. So I wish you the best. I wish you opportunities to lead and defining moments that really will bring clarity to your life and really help you to be the best version of yourself and make your life count for what matters most.